Today is Friday, December 13th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Yay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Guard's Birthday. It's also National Salesperson Day, National Day of the Horse, National Violin Day. I'm going to be performing with a violin later. Well, with a violinist. I'm not going to be playing violin. And lastly but not leastly, it is National Cocoa Day. It's been pretty cold around here, so cocoa wouldn't be too bad, other than the fact that I'm trying to get back on the horse. Haha, on National Horse Day. Day of the Horse, whatever. So yeah, when I get cold, even though I do not enjoy coffee, I don't like coffee, I will most of the time drink coffee because it warms me up from the inside out. That is one good thing about drinking hot soup or eating hot soup or drinking hot beverages, is as you feel them go down into your stomach, you feel this radiating of heat throughout your body. It's great. So I'm not complaining, and I love Gary, but I just want to remind everyone, you can contact me, especially if you're someone who's never contacted or who hasn't contacted in a long time. You can contact me. Gary, please keep contacting whenever you have comments. I love them as well, but I'm just saying we've been a little dry on contact for the past couple of weeks. And for a while, we were getting quite a few, and then it petered out. But Gary in Portland says ambrosia doesn't have Jell-O. Yeah, so it's basically, that's what we were talking about yesterday. It's basically the same thing minus one ingredient. So if you add Jell-O to ambrosia, you get the pink salad, basically. So it's very similar. It's a riff. Maybe pink salad started with ambrosia and they thought, what can we do to make this a little different? Oh, we will add Jell-O. That'll be great. It was probably during that period of time. I think there was a period of time in the 50s and 60s where Jell-O was all the rage. Maybe it was earlier than that. I don't know. But there was a period of time where Jell-O and gelatin had just gotten big. And you'll see all of these savory Jell-O salads with meat in them and all kinds of stuff. It's weird. So yeah, we had our orchestra rehearsal. There was not really much to report. So the first week, we had more moving parts, I think, or at least more moving parts with young people. And so it took a while to get all that coordinated and get the young people coordinated and everything, and dancing and whatever they were doing, and props. And we had the drummers at the end last week and doing the little drummer boy. This week, it's a little less of that. We do have one song that has a nativity scene. We're not using any animals this year, but we do have a woman dressed up as Mary. We have a guy dressed up as Jesus. You know, they're using a real, I don't know how newborn this baby is, but this baby looked pretty young. I don't know whose baby it is. I never know. They just bring out random babies. And I'm not really close with any of these people. And so I don't really know. Oh, that's the Johnson's new boy or whatever. I don't keep up with that because I go, I play, I go home, that kind of thing. But anyway, so there's that. But that didn't take a whole lot because it was adults with a baby. They're not using a lot of real sets. We have a video wall, and so that they rented, but in our new sanctuary that they're building, we're going to have a permanent video wall type situation, but this one is just rented for Christmas because our new sanctuary is not ready yet. But anyway, so they didn't have to do a lot of movement, and but it still took, the rehearsal still took until 9:15, I want to say. So we started at 6:30, and I think we were done around 9:10, 9:15. I decided we were going to have Popeyes for dinner because Mark does not like, the only reason that I get Chick-fil-A a lot at night is because I really love Chick-fil-A's breakfast, but, and their sandwiches are good, but I can, Popeye's chicken sandwich, I enjoy more. So, you know, but the reason that I go to Chick-fil-A a lot is because their grilled chicken sandwich is the best grilled chicken sandwich that I have found among fast food places with the lowest number of calories. And so when I'm trying, when I'm counting my calories, and I'm trying to conserve calories but still get plenty of food, that's a good option for me. But Mark doesn't really enjoy it. Also, we've talked about it. Their customer service is great. They never get the order wrong. They're very friendly and nice. They hire twinks, etc. But anyway, so I didn't want to do that to him because I went last week. And so I thought, what can I get? Well, Popeyes used to have, or had a, maybe in it, some stores, maybe they still do, but a blackened chicken sandwich, which was a lot less calories than their fried chicken sandwiches. And so I said, okay, I'm going to get Popeyes because Mark likes the chicken at Popeyes. Love that chicken at Popeyes, or whatever they say. My voice is extra hoarse because for some reason, man, I've been struggling with not feeling well for over a week. So last week it was just tired and, but no symptoms, just tired, tired and headaches. And then I started getting better. And last night I started coughing a little bit. And I know I had told you guys that I wasn't coughing. Well, last night and this morning I was coughing, so I'm back to taking DayQuil to try to, anyway, regardless, I don't know what's going on, but I've got a million performances, so I gotta buck it up. So anyway, so my voice is crackly, but Popeyes, squirrel. So anyway, I had decided I was gonna do that, and then when I went to order, I realized they didn't have a blackened chicken sandwich. So what I decided to do, because I had already told Mark, this is what we're getting. He had already decided what he wanted, et cetera, et cetera. They do have blackened chicken tenders. And so I have bread at home. I have hamburger buns at home. And so, which is normally, chicken sandwiches normally come on a burger bun. And so I thought, well, I'll order their tenders. Only 170 calories for three blackened tenders. Then I'll get their coleslaw, which is only, I think, 140 calories for the regular size coleslaw. And I will toast my own bread at home and put the coleslaw and the chicken and make a sandwich. And then I'll just have some chips with it. And that's what I did. And I put some pickles on there as well, because, and they put pickles in their coleslaw at Popeyes. I'm a big fan of pickles. I love pickles. And so I really like their coleslaw, and I added some more pickles because I love them so much. And then I had dill pickle, Lay's dill pickle chips with my sandwich. That's how much I love pickles. I know there are people out there that don't like pickles, but I do. How many times can I say pickles? A lot, apparently. So I did that, came home, we watched an episode of Lost. Because we are going to just watch all of Lost. We're just going to watch every little bit of Lost. We're going to binge it. So we watched Lost, and then we went to bed, and that was it. But then today, which is Thursday that I'm recording this, I don't know why I feel like I always have to tell you guys that. Just as a general rule, I record these things a day early. No one has trouble coming to terms with that. I just repeat it too often. This morning, I was so tired. I slept a little bit late. I was working from home and I didn't have any meetings for like the first hour, so I slept late. I did get up finally and take my shower and come upstairs. And I had meetings from around 10 until around 3, off and on, but pretty back to back today. I had quite a few meetings today. So did those, did a little bit of busy work that I need to do, and walked the dog. And that's it. And I have a rehearsal later for this Bentonville High School choir thing. I have no idea what to expect. I have prepared the music in my iPad. I know what it looks like. I've looked at it. I've practiced it a little bit. We'll see how it goes. I'll report it back to you guys. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.